$7.25 per jam, upah minimum federal sejak 2009, dan upah minimum federal hingga 2021. Aktivis dan serikat pekerja telah lama mendesak upah minimum dinaikkan secara nasional. Paket stimulus COVID usulan Presiden Joe Biden pun yang disahkan DPR menyertakan kenaikan upah minimum federal ke $15 per jam pada 2025.
This is relief that workers have been waiting for a long time, even before this pandemic. And then this pandemic has highlighted a lot of the issues that existed before the pandemic, but have only intensified and gotten worse.
Tapi kenaikan upah minimum secara federal dengan segera ditentang sebagian pemilik usaha, terutama usaha kecil dan menengah.
I am in favor of increasing the minimum wage. I'm not in favor of increasing it right now until we are completely, from an economic perspective, out of the pandemic, especially for the restaurant industry, because we've been hit so hard and very little support has come our way. You know, so many other industries have gotten bailouts, the airline industry and things of that nature, but we've been forced to close. The airline is legally still open.
Restoran Nia di Detroit, negara bagian Michigan, kehilangan 85% pemasukannya selama pandemi. Dan bila ia dipaksa meningkatkan upah pegawainya, ia khawatir terpaksa harus menutup usahanya.
And every single week I wonder, is this the week? Is this the week I'm not going to be able to pay these people? Is this the week? I'm already behind on everything else. Is this the week? My goal right now is to try to keep my employees paid, keep my utilities on, simply put.
Congressional Budget Office, lembaga non-partisan yang menelaah data anggaran dan perekonomian, memperkirakan bahwa kenaikan upah minimum federal ke angka $15 per jam akan mengangkat 900 ribu orang dari garis kemiskinan. Pada saat yang sama, bisa terjadi PHK terhadap 1,4 juta orang akibat efisiensi oleh para pemilik usaha.
Earning a living wage would mean for a lot of us that we don't have to live paycheck to paycheck just to make it. For some of us, it might mean that we could afford to go to college and get a degree in something that we care about. Maybe we'll have time to make some art or just live our lives or take care of children or raise children or take care of our loved ones or just like get a hobby, like have some free time, because life is not just about working full time. Making your boss a dollar while you make a penny.
Florida, tempat Christian tinggal, memiliki upah minimum negara bagian $8.65 per jam. Berkat perundangan yang disetujui pemilih Florida tahun lalu, angka ini akan naik ke $10 pada September, lalu $15 per jam baru pada 2026. Mendahului langkah oleh pemerintah federal maupun pemerintah negara bagian, sejumlah pemerintah kota telah menaikkan upah minimum di masing-masing wilayah menjadi $15 per jam atau bahkan lebih. Di antara kota-kota tersebut adalah Los Angeles dan San Francisco di negara bagian California, lalu Seattle di negara bagian Washington. Dari Washington DC, saya Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.